I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And this
is the Eshcast.
This is Electric Sisterhood Podcast, episode number 540. It only sounds like fighting. All right, this is Electric Sisterhood and I'm your guest host Suri. Ninja is off in LA at the Big E3 show and Panda is just off. That leaves me to be your host on this clip show. This week, we feature the girls alternately fighting each other and making up, just like real sisters do. That's how you know they're sisters. Do you think normal people would put up with all of this in 540 episodes over 11 years? So we start off this week's show with a wide selection of clips showing how the girls denigrated each other and, alternately, made up by expressing their true affection for each other. It is both spicy and sweet at the same time. Give it a listen.
Yeah. 10th anniversary is coming up. And then we also have 500th episode. Fuck, man. Yeah, it's a big year for us. Big year. Yeah. So, for 10th anniversary, one of the things that Andre has been collecting over the years, because I was like, I don't want to just do a clip show, because we do clip shows when we go on vacation. Or one of us gets sick. But he has been amassing a bunch of segments of us in pre-show and post and during, both mentioning how much we love each other and or hate each other at that moment.
Probably more of that than the other.
You'd be surprised. Ha ha! We love each other more than we hate each other. You dick. So...
I'm always the pessimist.
So, with that being said, what we are going to do is he is going to put together said clips in a mishmash. So, not all the love stuff and then all the hate stuff, but all kinds of stuff all over the place. And just like we did for our 300th episode where we listened to episode 1, we are going to listen to said clips and reactatoid.
Okay.
To them.
Okay.
For 10th anniversary. I've played DOA. Again, from the beginning, I've played DOA. So it was really interesting for me to see how somebody who hadn't ever played a DOA game...
Never ever played it.
...would do picking it up for the first time. So, Panda, my dead or alive virgin...
Whoa, not anymore, obviously.
Was it good for you?
Whoa. Don't ask me that. You're my sister.
I know, that was kind of creepy.
That was gross.
It was kind of creepy. But we're talking about a video game, so it shouldn't be that gross.
I hit it a little too late.
You'll get it. I believe in you.
That's good. That makes one of us.
Go!
Yeah, you did it! Good job, bro.
Okay.
Nope, I disagree.
I don't. I do.
Man,
that's better living through, better thinking through sisters. That's what I'm gonna say.
You know, like you do.
I'm gonna say this is probably gonna turn into a very sisterly debate, which does sound a lot like fighting. Because I do feel, like I had mentioned last episode, that once I finally got to see it, that I felt like knowing us and our personalities, that we most likely not have the exact same opinion and would have to talk it out. And I was absolutely right about that. We are going to have to talk this out.
Hey, okay. I'll talk to you later.
I love you, bro. Stay strong.
You,
bro.
Yep.
Well, that was during my I ain't got no job and no money phase. So that's exactly how that had to go. But now I'm an adult and that's different.
And I still buy you games and you barely play with me.
Okay. I can't argue with you there. I can't.
Nope.
That's what sisters do.
Sharing is caring.
It is, except if it's STDs.
Yeah, and then if that's the most uncaring thing. Then that's
a douche move. You're a douche canoe.
You're like, and now I need
douche. You're a canoe full of douches being shipped to a place that is in desperate need of douches.
The douche. And you're ramming boats to try and survive because you're trying to get to this island.
Do we know who the dude is?
Yeah, can I tell my story?
Okay,
thanks.
Fine.
Okay, fine.
So, good on you, bro.
That's all right. I didn't have a lot of friends in high school, and look at how self-actualized I turned out.
Yeah, you still have some issues, though. But, okay.
Bye, love you. I'm not your friend, I'm your sister.
Hold up. I, for a long time, struggled with Ben Carson syndrome, where people weren't sure if my eyes were open or not. But I'm so boisterous that it's kind of hard to think that I'm asleep, unless I'm asleep, because that's when I snore.
I like your little almond eyes. Do you want to play?
No, I'm just trying to help you. Why are you getting all salty? I'm trying to be of assistance.
Two best friends, heisting some shit.
That's what we do. We're two best friends.
You know, you can totally,
What, shut it?
Yeah.
No, that's not what I do. I provide commentary. That's why I roll. I'm just trying to assist, okay? I have one job. Sure, it's silly, but I'm gonna do it, alright?
Okay. Yeah, I have the natural instincts of, like, a tiger.
Oh, you do? That's what you have? Okay, I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you were almost like, I'm about to die.
No, no. High five, man!
High five!
That hurt.
Oh. I would punch you in the twat if you had one.
We're just in sync like that, bro, because we're relatives.
Even when it's I'm miles away.
It's because we relate.
Because we relate.
Your name has a K next to it. Mine doesn't.
Do you want to know why? Because I backed it at the higher level, you asshole.
Okay. That's what I thought. Because literally, I'm playing it, and like the fiance's with me, and I'm not doing very good. Because this is one song that really just... I could not do it for the life of me.
I backed it at a higher level, and I backed it earlier than you did, dipshit.
And I was like, he's like,
remember?
Skip a K.
I got into I got into the VIP party because I backed it at the level.
Right. Whatever.
Yeah. I backed it at
that night that you got to go in, and I was like, it's so cold, sis. It's so cold. Anyway.
And I was like, it's so warm in here, though. And it's so funny because Pope and Trites were like, are you seriously taunting your sister right now? I was like, look, I told her to back it at the higher level.
Quit it, though. And
okay.
And do it.
And I was like, because it said early access to the party, not just the party. But she was like, nah, I can't live that life, bro. And I was like, I understand. Now, that's not my fault. That's not my bad. Okay. I got my bag. I got in early. I got my drinks, you know, I got my early appetize on, and, you know, I had to check on you to make sure that you weren't a frozen popsicle.
Oh, well, if I had been, there wouldn't have been much to do about that, but anyway.
I would have warmed you up.
Like, when people fall at restaurants, I'm that person who laughs really loud.
When you fall at restaurants, no. I'm that person that laughs really loud.
When you, yeah. When someone falls, I'm that first.
No, you fall.
What?
Which you do.
Yep.
I have photos of it.
I know.
All right. So.
Well, because I get that shocked look, or like when I trip and I nearly fall.
Or when you're drunk and you fall out of chairs.
Yep. Good times. Good Vegas, times. I miss you.
Oh, I miss Vegas too. I don't know what I'm going to do with that one.
I can hear you.
Shut up.
Sorry.
Hey, hey.
Happy birthday to you.
Word.
Happy birthday.
See, this is how you talk about your birthday. You just whip it on, like, right when it happens, not the weeks.
Oh, no.
Leading into it. Good stuff going on. And I'm a year older, so.
What magical number is that?
Shut up.
36?
You know, you don't have to worry about my number. You
37?
Stay focused. You stay focused on your number.
Did
how
you
about
just
that?
37? Because I'm turning 32.
How about you just worry about your
holy
number.
Shit, bro? You're getting closer and closer to 40.
Fuck
damn.
You. Fuck you.
Damn, bro.
You know, you don't even gotta put it out there like that. Okay, there was no need. There was no need to do that. You could have just left it at the happy birthday, and it would have been a happy, beautiful time.
No, because, like, your mortality is, like, further on the number line than
look, it always has been. That's just how math works.
I know, but it's time work. Wow.
But like, you don't need to, like, put it out there like that. That just should have been a private conversation between you and I. Like, not on the podcast, shit. You asshole.
Man, when you're 40...
Will you stop?
I'll be...
Can you stop? Don't hurt yourself doing the math, bro.
It's
5 years and a half. Five and a half years.
I'll be like 35 going on 36, right?
Yes.
Right? Fuck.
You're a dick.
Like I can barely deal with the fact that I'm gonna be 32. But then I'm like, Sandra's 37. So if she can get to 37, you can manage 32. It's okay.
You're such a dick.
Well, you know, bro, if I can be honest with you for, like, a quick second.
Oh, God.
You don't look a day over 31.
Oh, thanks. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're only as old as you feel and how old you act. And you certainly don't act like you're nearly 40. So.
Fuck you!
So you're good. You're good.
You ass munchkin.
Love you, bro.
Yeah. You know, just because you end with love you, bro, doesn't make it okay.
Are you sure that's what my fiance does?
No. That's like saying, no offense, but no, you're
like,
going to say something that's going
like,
to offend
my
me.
Feelings, and he'll be like, love you. Like, no, that does not no, make it okay.
It does not make it okay. Okay. Also, saying my bad after something, no, doesn't make it.
My bad.
Doesn't make it better.
It's like, no. You kind of fucking stink. My bad, but, you know.
I mean, like, no offense, but you stink, bro. My bad. I shouldn't have said that in front of your girl. Like, no. All of those things are bad. All of those things.
Go wash your butt, stanky. You.
Love you.
Love you.
But wash your ass. It smells. No offense. You're a dick.
I love you, bro.
Yeah, I told you. That shit don't work.
Love you, bro!
Hideki Kamiya, who worked on those games, is working on this one, which is why it kind of looks very, very, very much like a marriage of Bayonetta, Final Fantasy, and Devil May Cry.
You mean all those things he's really good at, he's been known to do?
Right.
Right.
Come on, I thought you loved me.
Yes. And I do, which is why, well, here's the thing. Boku no Pico is only 9 episodes long.
Yeah, nope.
But.
Nope.
Its subject matter is taboo.
Dude, come on. Come on now.
So, dude. I'm not going to do that to you.
Okay, great. What I do have to talk about, game-wise, this podcast is some of the anticipated games for 2016. You know, we've talked a little bit about Uncharted, A Thief's End. We've talked about it a bunch because we have a difference of opinion.
No, I think we both have the same opinion. One just doesn't want to accept it as fate.
We don't know this.
We don't know this.
See, you are of use to me sometimes. I'm going to go first because I really want to talk about the experience.
You often go first anyway.
I was born first, so I get to go first.
Well, I don't get to decide that.
No, you don't. Player 2, know your role. Quit your bitching.
Yay!
I got a title. Okay,
yay, I'm gonna go put my pants on. Yay!
I'm still recording. Thanks.
Damn it. I don't think I could have made that any better.
Aw, shaka doodles. Naughty Dog's not cheap. They don't do cheap.
Rochelle. Rochelle.
Amanda.
Ninja.
Amanda. Panda.
Rochelle.
Panda. Amanda.
Ooh, I can't Panda, believe Amanda. That we're having this discussion yet again.
You are the yin to my yang.
Aw, bro.
Aw. Don't get on the shit list. You don't want to be on the shit list.
I don't like being on the shit list.
Nobody.
I feel really bad when I'm on the shit list. Especially you. Because it takes 3 days to, like, drop down a peg on your shit list. So it takes a while.
It takes a while to make any progress off the shit list.
Right. I got it.
So don't get on the shit list. And then
you don't have to worry about getting off the shit list.
Correct. Because it's not a fun place for anybody on the planet to be.
You got it, bro. I will listen to your sage advice.
Yes.
Hey,
look, truth hurts. Suck it, Panda.
So that's,
I'm just surprised that you haven't written fanfic yet about Larry and Nathan.
I am too old to be writing fanfic.
No, you're not. Don't lie. I've read some of your shit.
Calm down.
When you put it out on your live journal under that name that I'm not supposed to know about, but
that's,
I do.
Shut up, for one. And two, I write better now. Because that was drivel. That was shit. But anyway.
I'm going to punch you.
But I'm glad that you stepped up for that. But anyway.
Because there's... I love you.
I know.
Because I don't do that.
I know you don't. And it completely brought you to your limit. Mm-hmm. I know. And that was only the demo.
And it made me paint it in the dark.
Duh.
We could have had this conversation like years ago.
I know. Because I already knew.
You asshole. I'm sitting here trying like, don't talk about that. Don't bring that up. Okay, you're going to talk about Quantic, but don't talk about the ending. Because she hasn't done the ending yet. And that would be a douchey thing to do.
I appreciate you holding steadfast all these years.
Oh, douche nozzle. All right.
Well, for one, it was once again a series that you told me I should watch because it's right up my alley, and I finally...
I was right? Again?
Yes, again. Again.
Again with the right and my might.
You don't have more points than me. Check your points level, bitch.
Whoa, you don't need to get feisty. I just checked the leaderboards right now.
Wait, what? You still have more points than me?
There's a lot of things on Crunchyroll right now, and I'm primarily going to be talking about Crunchyroll because Ninja's got an account, and I am totally able to, I'm totally able to just watch anime all day if I really wanted to. And right now...
You're welcome.
And I can do it for free.
Because let's be honest, we can both be kind of douchey.
Yeah, you're right.
Don't judge me.
I'm not judging. I'm just offering my help.
Don't judge.
I'm not judging. I'm just saying.
This is a judgment-free zone.
I'm just saying I can help you get to 20 really quickly.
I got super happy and I napped.
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
I slept. And I was like, oh no! And I have to poop. And I'm late.
You dick.
I didn't mean to. It was a very happy, peaceful sleep, though.
But you still did it! You dick! You're a dick! Turd munchkin?
Sorry. I did not expect to sleep.
But you did! Damn it! Be professional! I ask minimal things!
I know you do.
I really do!
I know you do.
Okay? Like, I don't even bust ass about One Piece a week on the website of anybody.
I know.
Which, but come on, man.
I'm going to re-email you that piece because I said that to you forever ago.
Yeah, and I told you when you were like, yeah, I sent you my Astro piece. And I was like, I didn't get it. Can you resend it? And you're like, oh, yeah, I will. And then we even talked about it like a couple weeks ago and you brought it up. And you're like, yeah, but you never did it. I was like, I told you I didn't get it. And you're like, oh, yeah, I was supposed to resend it. I'll resend it. Still don't have it. We're all friends here, right?
Yeah, I thought okay. So.
All right.
I've been playing Destiny like you have. Not to the same extent, however, but I don't finally was like, I need to take a break so I don't fall
really? Because you haven't been playing with me. We had two dates and you bailed on both of them, but whatever. I'm not salty about it.
Yes, you are. You're salty like a pretzel. Anyway.
I'm salty like a fish in the sea.
You are so soft. Never mind.
Anyway, and then the podcast turned into a bunch of your mama jokes.
And we haven't even gotten to play multiplayer online yet.
No.
It doesn't come out until this week.
Well, and you and I won't be able to play multiplayer because we're on different platforms.
I know. So sad.
Yeah, you sound so sad about it. Don't get me started.
So sad.
I'm really not happy with
I'm
you about
pouting.
That.
Pouting.
I'm really not happy with you about that.
What? I wanted to see if there was going to be a difference between platforms. And as this media, it is our job to do
You just
research.
Didn't want
to
play online with me. It's okay.
That's... Oh my god, really?
All right, you wanted to play with other people. I understand your need to experience other gamers. It's fine.
Anyway.
I'm just going to continue to drink my drink.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
You lying.
I'm not lying.
You are telling the fibby.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. You are telling the fibby.
I'm not telling the fibbies.
I feel like you're telling the fibby.
I'm not.
Oh, it sucks that I'm broke right now.
You are so broke right now.
Seriously,
it's ridiculous.
It is. It's really ridiculous. I was like, I could buy a taco. A taco. And not
69 cents.
69 cent taco. It can't even have no sour creams on it.
Oh, that's... I can give you a quarter. I got a quarter.
Oh my god, you're like the bestest sister ever.
You could now have sour cream.
I cannot have sour cream. That's not helpful to any of our listeners, and it's not helpful to me because it makes me just sound like a douche. And one thing Ninja Sister is not is a douche.
I'm the douche.
You're the douche.
I'm the douche.
That's, I'm just going to rename you on the podcast. It's Ninja Sister and the douche.
Oh.
Aww.
Pretty bad, actually.
It's funny, though.
Hello, sister.
Hello, my sister.
I see you lurking on the Crunchyroll, ignoring my text message.
No.
Yeah.
Hello. Hola.
What's up, sister?
What's going on, my sister?
So again, Panda, all you need to do is just accept my invite. We'll get you to 32. Stop being a bitch and act like you don't see me inviting you.
I wait.
Because I know you see me inviting you.
Yeah.
I know you do. And you choose to not engage. Yep. More douchey 2015. That's what I'm talking about.
I am still on the lesser side of my...
If I send you a text message and you see it and you just don't respond, that's right, more douchey.
That adds some points to the...
Yes,
douchey.
It does.
But
yes,
I'm
it
still
does.
On the lesser side of douchey stuff.
You still owe me a birthday dinner. So, and my
I
birthday...
I dinner. I
just, my birthday was in February. You were going to take me out to... Oys?
And then you came to my house and I cooked for you. And then the cake...
We made the plans for Oys after. We made the plans for Oys after. We're going to do it on February break.
We were...
Yep. So...
I never said I was a role model.
Okay, M. Take it down a peg.
Here's what I'm going to say about it. I was wrong. Even though the light novel ends... where episode 12
Wait,
ends
what,
in the
what,
series.
What did you say?
You heard me. Light novel.
No, no, no. What did you say before that? You were series. What?
What?
You were wrong?
Oh, you know what? Panda,
you were wrong?
Eat a dick. I was mistaken.
You were the opposite of right?
I was mistaken in my judgment.
Someone clip that out. Please. Because I don't think we're ever going to hear
I'll
that
I'll give
again.
You a good one. Ready? I was wrong. You feel better now? You good? Can I finish my statement now?
I guess.
Okay.
But you've got great taste in sisters.
I didn't have choice.
Don't ruin the moment.
But
you don't ruin the moment.
Okay. I didn't get to choose my sister, but I'm glad I got this one.
Oh, warm and fuzzies.
See, as much as we can't stand each other sometimes, clearly we have each other's
backs
and hearts.
There's always love. There's always love under the bitterness.
Like, there's like this thin veil of
fuck you.
But underneath that, it's like, but I love you, bro.
But I love you so hard.
Like,
I have a heart on for you.
Like, there might be days where I don't want to talk to you.
But I love you, though.
But I might not talk to you, but I'm going to look at you and be like, we're family. So, like, we're here, even though this is not happening. Like, the talking, I made the flappy.
I was about to say.
I'm like, you
can't
see this. They
can't see that.
But... But clearly our hearts are in the right places, and we're ride or die sisters for real.
We will complete this week's hour with miscellaneous clips of the girls in previous podcasts, including one clip about this week's E3 show.
Amanda?
Yes?
I said speak.
Hello, I'm sorry. I totally zoned out in my brain for like 8 seconds. It's been happening a lot lately. I also could talk a little bit about Log Horizon Zero Dawn. Well, I keep saying it wrong, so maybe
it's not Zero Dawn. Log Horizon.
Log Horizon Zero Dawn. The best version.
We'll take Horizon Zero Dawn.
Horizon Zero Dawn.
Smash it with the anime Log Horizon.
Oh my god, that actually be a pretty.
And incept a game inside of an anime about being stuck in a game.
Haley, oh my god, that's so meta. You have to regain your memories. It's one of the main quests that you have. Now, mind you, there are side quests, down quests, left quests, right quests, main quests, there's quests everywhere. You
this walk quest into a love, place. I ran into him. He tried to sell me some meat.
So, like, you could end up, like, just walking to town, talking to a dude, and it be the end of a quest that you have just never, like, locked in. Like, that's how you're stepping over quests by the end of it. So, but there was a movie that recently came out, Arrival. I think Amy Adams.
I love Arrival. Go ahead.
Well, right. Well, like, the trailer had me hooked, and I wanted to go see it in, you know, theaters, but me and my boyfriend's fake boyfriend, Oscar, did not want to see Arrival, so we couldn't
Your husband's boyfriend, like, sometimes you need to suck it up and be an appropriate
a fucking deal. Team player sometimes.
Yes.
But so, he's not sometimes, so, like, when we go on our dates, and mind you, we're not in a polyamorous relationship, we just have a third wheel who we feel like if we didn't hang out with him, he would kill himself, and, he'd be really lonely, sort of. So,
said that on this podcast. Go ahead.
Yep. He doesn't listen, and neither does the husband, so that's fine. But anyway.
E3 in the U.S. is where the big guys announce a big chunk of their stuff that is new to appeal to the North American market. Hopefully global, but definitely to get the North American market excited. Just like Tokyo Game Show is where they announce all their big stuff to get the European markets excited.
Yep.
That's what those shows are for. Literally. Okay? It's just this year they opened stuff up to the public as well because, you know, the ESA saw that more and more guys who used to be big space holders at their events were starting to hold their own big events outside instead of getting floor space that were open to the public. Because I think, and we've talked about this, you know, before this even started to become a big thing around E3, is that you look at the success of a PAX where you have some media that show up, but primarily the event is designed as an open to the public event so that vendors can actually sell stuff directly to their audiences.
Yep.
Okay, that is a much higher return on my investment, which these guys are all businesses at the end of the day, guys. Yes, they're doing creative stuff, and they're doing really cool things, but they still are businesses, and their goal is to sell their wares when they can go to an event where they can get the best of both worlds, where they can do some media, do some interviews, but also sell a ton of shit. They're going to opt for that, because that balances, you know, at the end of the day, business-wise. I spent $15,000 on a booth.
We sold $20,000 worth of product. Cha-ching! We made money.
Right.
We could do this again. This was a smart investment. Okay? And so, I think opening up to the public to, one, sell tickets, because media passes, when you are approved, credentialed, are free. They also provide food and internet for free in the media room for media. That's a cost for the ESA. Okay, they eat that cost because what they are doing is charging everybody for the floor space to cover all that, going, look, we can get you verified press in the door who can probably come by your space. So rather than trying to go out and pay all these people in review units and whatever up front, get floor space and we'll put them in front of you. Well, now you can get those media people and also some consumers. So rethink your booths, guys, and come with some stuff to sell as opposed to just giving away. That becomes more interesting to me as a business, right? Because now I can have my separate areas where I'm doing demos just for the media, and we've got these, you know, 15,000 people coming in that I can potentially sell to. So I can do pre-orders for these big things that I'm announcing, and I can do some interviews with consumers and use that as commercial and B-roll to sell into other markets. Look how excited.
And it's ideal because the hype train is at its peak during conventions.
Okay. So
like, this is the time.
Like, I completely understand the move by the ESA. I don't agree with not allowing smaller outlets like ours in to make room for the public. I think that is messed up, both on a personal level, because we've been covering E3 forever, and while I don't pull in millions of views every single day like a Kotaku or an IGN, our audience is just as vigorous in purchasing stuff as the other guys. So that's, I think, true. You know, they still have to work on their balance a little bit and go, okay, we gotta let the community journalists in, we gotta let the big guys in, and we gotta let the public in. So maybe we make public days, you know, the Wednesday and the Thursday, and we keep the Monday and the Tuesday just to the media and those smaller outlets. Because again, most media people are out after the Tuesday. They come in right for the briefing day, they get their key stories on that first Tuesday, and they are fucking out.
Because, yeah, I mean, in all honesty, like, for any event, first day is the day that the news is being released. So if you're not there covering first day, then you're really kind of fucked in terms of the journalists. So then you're just there trying to get as much content as possible. But if you're an exclusive chaser, then you want that first day.
Right.
So why not make that just exclusively for the journalistic junkets and then make it a free-for-all? Well, not exactly. Free-for-all, but open it up.
Ultimately that, you know, so keep your junket days, keep your Monday and Tuesday to your press-credentialed folks, period, end, right? So, because the public is only getting tickets to the expo floor. It's not like they can go to the media briefings. It's not like they can go to any of the media event and big company parties at the end of the evenings. It's just the expo floor. So keep the expo floor on the Tuesday just for press so that everybody can make their appointments, run through, and then if they're not able to get those appointments on the Tuesday, because there's only so many people that can talk to people, right? Then you make private behind closed doors appointments for the Wednesday for media, and you leave the floor open for your public on your Wednesday and your Thursday. Because, like, every year that we've gone, most of the big media guys and things like that are out Wednesday night.
Because they got to move to the next event, because it's usually something that's happening within the next few days and or a week
out. They've turned out their stories, they got their MSRPs, they got their interviews, they got their stuff for B-roll, they got their stuff for the next month of coverage that they're going to do on these games and whatnot. They are out. They are done. They're not there for swag. They're not there for parties. They've done their assignments. They're out. You know, you've been to E3. Wednesday is the easiest day to get around. You can actually sit down someplace and eat.
You can. Yep. Yes,
and
you can.
And Thursday is even better.
Okay. That's very true.
The only problem with Thursday is that most of the talking heads who know about the games are
they
out.
They are all...
They're gone.
They're gone or they're completely tired and they've gone to B-team or C team in some cases, because they're just done.
They're done. And so all you have left in the booth aren't people that can do interviews. They're just people that can walk you through the demo because they're done. Okay. As a press person trying to cover the thing, that's frustrating for me. But as a person of the public, I'm not looking to get into the finer points of the game. I just want to play the game. So all I need is somebody that can walk me through the demo. I'm not there to talk about, you know, well, what was really the influence of the design team this go around and changing the look and feel of this character, and not including this one.
Right.
Your typical person off the street isn't going to want to record an answer to that. You know, so I think this will be a really big learning year for the ESA regarding E3, and I hope that, you know, those are things that they look at, because there are a lot of community journalists, and there are a lot of YouTubers and streamers and vloggers, you know, who have less than 10,000 subscribers, but that doesn't make their audience less real and less deserving of direct coverage. So hopefully the ESA will get that message. I really hope that that happens.
There's so much more respect, I feel, for Link as a knight in this world than they've ever established for Link before. Before, it was just, hey, I'm a knight, and I'm trying to get that plus, you know what I'm saying? So I'll do whatever I need to do to get Zelda to be like, you can have it.
I'm sorry, you're a knight, and you're all like, what?
Trying to get that royal puss.
I just wanted to make sure I heard that correctly.
Yeah, you did. No, I'm just saying, like, Brian was always, hey, I'm this knight, I want Zelda, like, bad, and I'll do whatever I gotta do to get it. And, like, sometimes she's like, no, but she really means yes. And that's why women just need to say what they mean and mean what they say, because you can't be playing this hard to get and then be like, nah.
I don't even have a comment. I don't have a comment.
This is why God made me a woman, because if I were a man, I'd be insufferable. You would be,
seriously. I would be the biggest of fuckboys. You would be the biggest fuckboy on the planet.
I'd like, oh, send God.
News. Oh, my God. You would. All the time.
So that's why I was made a woman, so that I could learn how to respect myself and my gender.
Work on that. Continue to work on that, because that's definitely a work in progress.
But anyway.
I'm going to give you an incomplete for that class.
I think next week's show is a very... Here I was worried that I wouldn't get to talk a lot. But isn't, like, next week's episode, like, all about me?
Pretty much.
Like,
yeah. Yep.
So, like, it's a good give or take.
All about you.
All about me.
Yeah.
And my big mouth and the things that I say.
Yeah. So as Pina has alluded to, we are going to be off next weekend because she's getting married. But we're still going to hit you with a new podcast episode that is all about her talking about getting married.
And
what has to happen when she wants to get married.
My fantasy man made real. Whether or not I'm actually marrying that. I mean,
well, that remains to be seen. But
this is 10 years of speculation here, guys. So, like, if I hit this on the nose, well, then I deserve bragging rights for, like, the rest of my natural life.
It's okay. you had a lot of really high qualifications.
I had a lot of expectations.
But you'll get to hear it next week on our podcast. God, so make sure if you haven't,
I'm glad my fiance doesn't listen to the show.
He's going to listen to this one because I'm going to directly send it to him.
No.
Yes.
You know, can you send it at? Well, we'll already be married by the time you send it. So.
By the time you listen to this, you will have already been married.
Too late. We'll be legally bound. It will. That's what I do. All I do is talk. How long have you known me? I need them to save the world. I need them to bang like they do at the end of, like, the Fifth Element. And as the credits are rolling, some guy sneak into my house to present me sausage. That is what I need for this series to resonate with me as a person now.
I need to be served
big logs of sausage.
I think
and a cigar, and I don't even fucking smoke.
I need sex, sausage, and a cigar. Is that three things or just one?
Whoa. That depends on the order, I guess.
Well.
His name is Noctis Loomis. His name is fucking Nightlight.
Exactly.
Nightlight.
His name is Nightlight.
Nightlight. Oh, it is so infuriating. It's so crap. It's the crappiest crap. I mean, I said meat because, you know me, I like meat in my mouth, like, right, all the time. And the funny fucking thing about the whole regalia is, like, it's like the car. It's like the Pope-mobile in this game. Like, everyone's like, man, the regalia. And Noctis is like, I didn't really want to go in, like, all this, like, pomp and circumstance. Bitch, it's one car for one. It's a cool car. But it's not like you have, like, this motorcade bringing you to you know, Tenenbra. Like, you're in the car with three of your bros. Like, and then in the opening segment, it breaks down. and you have to push it because you're a plebeian now. Not that you know that, because at the time that all this is happening, this is when your dad's getting murdered. But anyway, you're a plebeian now on the run because someone's trying to murder you to take your shit. And you have to ascend to greatness. By the way, there's a wifey you need to get to. Oh, she dead now. Fuck. And
I think that's the best game review you've ever done.
I can just
do all game reviews like this from now on.
Oh my god.
There are panels, more so this year than any year that I've attended, that are more about inclusiveness. And understanding the community is more than just dudes in their basement that play games. And that is always...
And girls with their titties out.
I can't
talk about... I play games.
I'm just thinking about titties.
No judgment. Body empowerment.
We like titties.
I guess.
Some of our closest friends have titties.
I can say the same.
Can you have sex with the other players in the multiplayer?
Well, then, of course.
That's not the kind of game that we're looking for.
This is not the kind of podcast we run here.
Don't get me wrong. People are very excited about the full-on nudity now.
Three words, gentlemen and ladies. Softcore space porn.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying.
Hey, you get an achievement for shagging three people.
I have my special towel ready.
What?
It's my me towel.
Oh, boy.
Okay, I guess this is the kind of podcast we're doing today. I should have had some coffee.
I hate rhythm games.
Is it because you don't have any?
This game. It is a rhythm game that is great for rhythm game players. It is a rhythm game that is great for people who hate rhythm games.
And now everybody else can speak because I've done my
rhythm. Rhythm's gonna catch it.
Okay, we gotta
be careful. Really just bring up Miami Sound Machine.
Because that's the median age of this room.
That's right.
Word.
No judge.
Okay, safe space, no judgment. No judgment. So the game is just Shapes and Beats, and it is a multiplayer game, so it's a party game, and I played with three other guys, and so you are a shape in space, and it is basically a rhythm bullet hell game.
Mm-hmm.
You avoid all these attacks that come in towards you.
Exactly.
And they come in such stylish things.
Can I speak?
I'm sorry. I've seen the game 19,000 times.
I know. This is my spot
it's
now.
It's new to her.
I'm here for you.
It's bad new to my time. I am sorry.
I am the captain.
Dude, I have interrupted everybody so far, and I'm
here,
quiet right
this.
Now.
I am the captain now. I don't want to tell you what to do, but shut up.
Taking the tripe of, you know, the, not tripe, the, what is it, the stereotype, the, yeah, the tripe, right? No.
Trope.
No. Trope. Trope. Trope, rope, rope, trope, trope, trope. Yes, trope. I don't know how much it is on the PlayStation, because the fiancé bought it, so, like, I guess it's free for me.
Damn, it feels good to be a gamer. Your time off is already spoken for this year.
Yes.
Wedding.
But I knew you were going to get it in there. Yeah, I book free time into each and every one of my days to do things like be a human and sit down, rest my feet,
eat food.
Eat an $11 hot dog. I'm never letting that go.
You're not. So we can let everybody get in and die down because I don't like to be trampled. I don't like, you know, I get claustrophobic when
when you're little and everyone taller than you, like, that must be a harrowing experience at your height level.
Fuck you for that, but true. So...
I'd say the only nitpicky thing that I can say is, like, a couple of times some of the shadows, like, on some of the backdrops have been kind of wonky. But, like, that's still not, like, that's not even anything to pick my nose at. I liked, burping. I like burping a lot lately. That's on the PlayStation 4. Because, like I said, right now we're both really fixated on the PlayStation 4 because, you know, I'm playing Final Fantasy 15 whenever he's not playing Lego Dimensions, or rather when he's not trying to force me to play Lego Dimensions.
I love how you said it, like, real low. Like, I said, bitch.
I love Lego. Like, I do. Like, I appreciate what Lego has done.
I hear a justification coming. I hear a justification coming.
But you love Disney Infinity. Like,
I did love Disney Infinity.
You did love Disney Infinity. You loved collecting the little things and having them on your mantle. I think you still have some up there.
I do.
And, like, putting them on the little pad thing, and then they come into life. Like, I played a little bit with you, and it was like a nice drop-in, drop-out kind of scenario.
Yeah.
Well, with Lego Dimensions, it's a little different. Because, yeah, you have your little platform that the things go on, but they're Legos, so you have to assemble them, and they give you directions to do that. And I'm not good at making things, and, like, even with the directions, I struggle, and he's, like, a wizard and blinks and they're done, and, like, you have to change the portal thing to go through the dimensions, like, and you have to move... particular pieces. It's not even like, oh, just take a piece off and now it's no, like, you literally have to, like, take and you have to, like, manipulate it. So, like, for him it's like the bee's fucking knees, and for me, like, I'm like, if I lose a piece and then I step on it and then I have the most immense pain in my foot, I'm gonna hate this game forever. So, like, I'm always kind of teetering on fear of, like, physical pain and mental anguish. Now when the game's up and running and everything's, it's super cute and it's fun, I don't know if there's really a plot to it, though, because most of the time I just break things and get coins, and he's doing stuff, but I don't know what he's doing. So, like, so it's a little, I feel a little like I'm lost in translation. Like, if I had been a kid when this first came out, like a small kid who loved Legos and, like, was competent, then I bet I would be just as excited as he is. Yeah, well, because I don't make things. Like I said, like, I can customize shit. I like to color in shit. But, like, you want me to build something? What?
Why?
No.
I don't.
It's not my skill set. Not my wheelhouse. It's not. But it is his. So, like, it does give us both something. But, like, I think he's hoping, like, I will get a love for making things.
Uh-huh.
So, like, he tries. And, like, I will play it, but I don't get into that part of the game, so it pulls me out every time we have to do it. And literally every time you're jumping between hub worlds, you have to do it. So I'm like, if you really want me to play, then you need to have everything ready for what you want me to do, because the minute we have to shift something, I'm out. Like, I'm done. The light turns off. I'm no longer interested. And that's it. In and out. But, I mean, it is super cute, though. So, like, as a palate cleanser or, like, a 15-minute between stuff, I will absolutely play this. But, like, the longevity of it for me is a little lacking.
Gotcha.
And that's just me. Because if he sat here and heard me say that, well, he would be like, oh, no, you are just not understanding the nuance.
And then you're like, oh, here comes the lecture.
Here it comes. Exactly. Brace yourself.
You know, we all have our dirty little secrets. Unfortunately, some of mine are recorded for all time.
Yep, mine too.
Like Hyrule Warriors. All right.
My dirty little secrets all exist on a previous podcast. Mine are scattered throughout them, like Johnny Appleseed's. They're everywhere.
And some of them have you know, Jonathan Blow's voice. And some of them have this weird robotic lady who sounds like she just kind of woke up from, like, a poop coma.
What the hell? Wait, Time out. What does waking up from a poop coma sound like? I don't understand the words that came out of your mouth.
I had a dream once that I was walking to a beach. It was empty.
What does that have to do with poop?
The beach. Because she's still kind of, in my mind, this girl has just woken up, like, she had a rage poop. So intense.
Why is everything with you?
It was a rage poop.
Focus around rage poop.
The rage poop was so intense that it took all, like, drained her energy.
I can't.
And she had to nap. But it was like a dead sleep. What? Like a coma. A poop coma.
No. It's just... No.
And they happen. I know you don't... You've never had to experience one, bro. But let me tell you.
Hey, I have experienced some shit, man.
Have you ever fallen asleep after taking a huge poop?
Yeah.
That's poop coma.
That's a poop nap. No, not a coma. Woke up.
But how long were you out?
Maybe 15 minutes.
Okay, then yeah, that's a nap. I've had rage poops that literally, like, I'd get mad and I would rage poop for like 10 minutes, which is a very long time.
I can't believe, like, we're talking about, like, this on the podcast.
My legs went numb from sitting on the toilet pooping so much that when I came off the toilet, I said, I need to nap.
You need to see a doctor is what you need.
I went and I told the fiance I was taking a nap. I slept the rest of the night until the next morning.
You need to consult a physician.
And then,
like, right now.
And I was
now.
Like, I can't play this game because it took 12 hours for me because I was in a poop coma.
Or maybe whatever the fuck you ate.
No, it was pure rage. It was the rage.
You need to see, like, somebody about that. That was not
a fun poop either.
I think the thing that was most surprising for me was Rebecca De Mornay. Like, that's the... I did not recognize her. Trish's mom.
Oh, okay. I don't know who she is.
Are you seriously... Are you for real right now?
The name doesn't ring a bell. Who?
Are you... You're kidding me. So, you... Well, all right. Hand that rocks the cradle.
Okay. No.
Yes!
Oh, my God! No.
Yes. No. Yes.
No.
Yes. No. That's Trish's mom. Yes.
What the fuck happened?
Time.
Holy shit. Holy shit right now. Are you serious?
I fuck you not.
I just, what?
That's what I'm saying. Like, that was the one that surprised me the most because I did not recognize her. It really took me a while. And I was like, oh, a Magal.
Like, no.
Yes!
Like, I'm looking at a picture right now.
Rebecca De Mornay is Trish's mom.
Oh, my God. Oh. I can talk about Chicago. Detroit.
I was like, what the fuck are... Chicago, what the fuck is Chicago? Like, the city?
No, game.
Yes. That's right. That tech demo? Yeah, that was actually a teaser. It's just the world didn't know it.
And the trailer that they showed was...
For the game called...
Detroit. Which at first, for some reason, I was saying Chicago, which is a musical.
The full name of the game, please?
I don't have it. I just
Detroit.
Have it.
Detroit.
Become Human.
There you go. I want to talk about BB-8, the android.
But what? Oh, the little circle soccer ball from the Space Wars.
From Star the Wars. Star Wars Space Wars.
I'm a dick.
You are. Flame Wars just started. We haven't even released this podcast out to people.
Yep.
I feel the disturbance in the force already.
They're like, she did what now?
Yeah. So her Twitter handle is Lady Ash People. Direct it at that. Don't take it out on the ESH news handle. We didn't do it. It's not us.
It's not us. It's her.
It's her.
But apparently the way that the stories go in 400 days, depending on, because the load up screen is literally a bulletin board and there are five pictures that are colored and all the other ones are black and white. And those are the people that you can actually, you know, do their stories.
The black and white or the colored?
The coloreds. Ha! The coloreds. Anyway, so if you play them in the appropriate order, they actually all tell stories because all the stories bleed into each other in one way or another.
Right.
Not, and they're not in the most deliberate of ways. Like, you might be playing one, and an instance might happen in that one that might get referenced in the next vignette that you play. So it's really kind of smart to really think of where you want to go, because each story starts at a different point after the initial break.
Okay.
So, anyway,
Lost your thought there, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
You were on the roller coaster. You were rolling along, and then, whee!
I totally was like, it's weird. As much of a completionist as I am, Pokemon is not one of those things that I could sit down and get it all done. It is a multiple-year endeavor to get all the Pokemon.
That's why I can't play them.
And the thing is, in this game, we're in a totally different realm. We're not in Kanto or the Johto. We're in a totally different area. And once you beat the Elite Four and the champion and you beat the game, it opens up all the other regions and all the other 150 sets of Pokemon from the other three are now available in your region.
That's a lot of Pokemon.
That's a lot of Pokemon. That is a lot of balls.
Those are so many balls.
That's a lot of Ultra Balls and Quick Balls.
That's a lot of Pokeballs.
Do
you have enough pockets to put all those Pokeballs
in? The thing is, when you capture a Pokemon after the six that you get to keep on you, they go to your computer. They download to your computer.
Oh, they go to your Pokédex?
So, yes. Well, I mean, the Pokédex scans them, but they get sent to your box where you can retrieve them and whatever like that. So you don't carry all these balls. It'd be ridiculous.
I mean, that's a lot of balls to carry on oneself.
Yeah. Six balls is a lot to carry.
I mean, I don't think that you could walk with six balls.
I don't even want to imagine that, but...
Because there's a lot of walking in that game.
Yes, until you get a bicycle.
You get a bicycle?
Yeah.
When does that happen?
Later.
You can't ride a bike with six balls.
Well, there...
You can't do it well, that's for sure.
It is January 3rd through 6th.
So you're going down to Maryland right after New Year's.
Yep. And I'm either going by the Mega Bus, because they have a bus that's dedicated towards picking people up and getting to there and coming back.
To MagFest or to Maryland?
To MagFest.
Okay, so there's a MagFest Mega Bus.
A Mega Bus. Okay. One bus, and it stops at all these random places while it's on its way to MagFest.
Okay. Yes.
If I don't do that, Twist is caravanning that shit. And they're like, you can come with us on our caravan. And I'm like, maybe. So, I'm making plans.
So, you're making plans to drive down to Maryland.
To be in a car that's going to MagFest. I still have to figure out the sleeping arrangement, though. And that's a very key point for me. So, if I can't get that locked in, I may not be going to to Mag. But, I have an idea of a plan, which is better than no plan or idea of a plan.
I will give you that sleeping arrangement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't want to be on the floor.
No.
I've done that once.
Maryland ain't cheap.
I know.
Just so you know.
That's why
we haven't done MagFest yet.
But it's so in our wheelhouse. And the guy with the glasses crew, they all go. Even the dude from Canada. Well, several of the dudes from Canada.
All right, let me just break it down. If you do MagFest, you know that there's probably not a PAX East then.
That's okay. Maybe.
No, that's definite. You're not going to have the dough for both.
Why? I'll save my hooking money for McDonald's money.
You ain't going to be hooking.
I might.
You may have a job. That's going to throw a wheelhouse in all...
I know, because then I'll have the money, but I won't have the time.
Correct.
It's like, if I have the time, I don't have the money.
Welcome to adult world. Hi. Nice to meet you.
Ah, fuck.
Yeah, that's how that works.
Grown-up living sucks.
Yes, it does. Stay a kid for as long as you can.
But anyway, they were showing off a lot of, well, you know what happens in Borderlands 2. Kicking ass, taking names, gunfire.
Wub wub.
And we'll let you know because it goes off the song from the Lion Sleeps Tonight. So the a wee moe. And there was like a little, I guess, wub wub in the back, but they really want you to focus on the primal jungle esqueness of Pandora.
Okay.
You know, you're out
in which the, is mad jungly.
Well, it's mad deserty, post apocalyptic-y, you know, everyone for themselves
kind of. So is it more like Rage laid out now as opposed to most of the greeny, like gloopy
maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
Alright, Bill Cosby.
With my sweater and the puddings and the hippity dippity dabbity wobbities.
I can't believe you just did that.
Yes, I can. Totally adjusted my Cosby tie, my sweater. Too bad we're not a video podcast.
Oh, we got out of the studio.
But
done.
Anyway. And what because are you taking?
This week, I actually have to go with Giant Pixie Six.
I was about to say my birthday. You should plug my birthday. And dig my birthday because it's happening next week.
So why does the shit I have to dig have to be about
because
you?
Because I am awesome and everyone should dig me.
I'm just going to let you ruminate with that. I'm going to go and stick with the shit that I was actually digging, which is the 3-foot-tall pixie sticks because I had one this week.
Pixie sticks are not forever, but I am
here. You're not forever either.
I'm here longer than they are.
You know what?
As far as we know.
Ready? Stop usurping my shit that I dig. 3-foot-tall pixie sticks, cherry flavor, that's awesome. I'm Pandalicious.
No, you're not. I'm Pandalicious. Wow.
Fuck you. See, now you've just completely, like, blown up my spot. Well, and I'm only thinking about you now. See?
All right, well, then in that case, I'm Ninja Sista.
He's still Xenocore. I'm pretty sure.
We'll be back next week.
I think.
Bye. You're some kooky ladies, man.
I know. It's just, dude.
Fuck! Wow, dude. Even I have never forgotten that name.
No, then they go, why the fuck am I gonna do shit about Pandalicious? And it just popped out of my mouth.
And, oh my god, in our title, you guys are like, and I'm Pandalicious. Like, no, I'm Pandalicious.
Yeah, that's pretty much the title. All right, this is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl Gaming Tech Gadget and Anime Podcast. I am Ninja Sista.
And I am Pandalicious.
Welcome to an all anime episode of our podcast. A unique episode of our podcast. See, I didn't say special.
I'm glad.
Because I know you hate it when I say it's special.
And there's only one of me this week, which is nice.
Yeah, yeah, haha, funny. Okay, whatever. That's it. That's what we've got. I hope you enjoyed the show. As always, I am Pandalicious.
No, you're
Damn
not.
Damn it! I did it again! What is wrong with me?
And I guess I'm Ninja Sista, and we're out.
No, I'm doing that again. That is not going in the show, or I will divorce you.
You did it again!
Like, what the fuck?
Do you want to be Pandalicious?
Yes, I don't know. I'm fucking tired. I blame the cold.
What was last night?
I was starting to be sick on Sunday.
All right, do you want to do
this? I'm doing it again. Damn it. Don't put this in the show. I swear to God, I will divorce you.
No, you won't.
I'll think about it. All right, I'm doing this again, damn it.
Okay.
All right, so that's it. That's our show. I hope you enjoyed it. I know we did. We had fun making it. So, as always, I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm the only Pandalicious.
Oh, my God. And we're out of here, people.
Enjoy my birth month.
What the fuck is wrong with me?
I don't know.
Like, I have some kind of mental block
because
now.
Because I'm telling you right now, like, you don't want to be me right now. Like, no.
I'm having a serious mental block.
Like, Saturday, okay. You might want, but Monday, you don't, no. You don't want to be me right now.
Dude, I'm having, like, a major mental block. I have no idea why I said that. Like, straight up, it's just like,
honestly,
blink.
I think for the next convention, you have to wear a shirt that says, I'm Pandalicious, and then my shirt says, no, I'm Pandalicious. And see if people really know which ones we are. I think that'd be funny.
I think you're correct. That.
So, like, like Ninja was saying...
Were you just about to call me Pandalicious?
Yes, I was. I'm
so I'm not the only one!
I'm usually the one who likes to spoil things, but you've been taking a strong lead in the spoiler.
Spoilalicious has become Ninja Spoiler.
Yep. Yep.
Thanks for listening to that. This is now the time to wrap things up and do the business. If you enjoyed this podcast, make sure you visit our website electricsisterhood.com and add us to your bookmarks so you can check out all the stuff we're writing about throughout the week. The entire team posts news and reviews on the site, so make sure you hit it up at electricsisterhood.com. If you have an iPhone or an iPad, you can also read our articles on Apple News, subscribe to our podcast. You can do it right there from our homepage. You can get our podcast from iTunes right there on the desktop or in the podcast application on your iOS device by searching for the Eshcast and subscribing. You can also get it in Stitcher Radio, Google Play, VogueNetwork.com and pretty much anywhere you can find fine podcasts. You will find the Eshcast. If you enjoy our show and the stuff we write about, which includes video games, anime and general nerdery, make sure you enjoy the other voices in our network of shows. We feature shows like No Borders, No Race, a podcast and website hosted by King Baby Duck over at b3crew.com. Smashrook.com is helmed by Hamsterman2049, whose weekly video show can be found at twitch.tv/Hamsterman2049. Check out his streams live every Wednesday night. Make sure you check out Phil the Issues Guy. Phil's recap and review is on YouTube. Call alive and be part of the show. His archives can be found on his website at issuesprogram.com. Also be sure to visit Louis Hendricks and his team at nerdcrave.com. They do all the nerd stuff, everything you crave at nerdcrave.com. So bookmark all of our sites, subscribe to all of our shows. There's even more to come. You can comment on our socials, give us a follow and a like. Check us out on YouTube at youtube.com/electricsisterhood, on Facebook at facebook.com/landabesh, on Twitter and Instagram at ESHnews. Ask us questions, comment on the stuff that we post, share us with your friends, let us know if there are games that you would like us to try or to review or if there's anything you would like us to look at. So that's it for the business. For Ninja Sista and Pandalicious, I'm Siri, and I am talking just to hear myself.